Greetings, football fans, and welcome to Season 2 of the CBFA Podcast. I'm your host, James Parks. Each week, I'll be joined by one or more of the field announcers to discuss all the action from Scholdice Park. It's the Calgary Bantam Football Association Podcast, and it starts now!
Welcome to the CBFA Podcast, which in the off-season, we're turning over to the SAFFL, or the SAFL League, which is the Southern Alberta Female Football League. And joining me today is Alicia Torville, who is basically the brains behind the whole thing. So welcome, Alicia.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us. So tell us about SAFL and how long it's been going, and how it started.
Oh, it's a passion project, but aren't all sports.
For sure.
So it actually started in 2020. COVID actually had some positive notes to it, I guess. So in 2020, I had reached out to Greg Wilson, who we all know and love in Bantam.
For sure.
I reached out to him and I said, you know, I really want to get a girls' league going. What do you say? And he was like, well, how about I introduce you to some people with Calgary Bantam? I'll introduce you to Ron and Bill, and we can kind of go from there. So I put together my little pitch, and we went and had our distanced meeting in the trailer, in the Bantam trailer, and Ron, Greg, and I. And Ron was like, well, what do you need from us? Let's make it happen. So it's kind of been going since then. We started with some camps in 2020, which was interesting. Again, doing all the social distancing and the sanitizing in between stations. And it kind of snowballed from there. There was a lot of interest right off the hop. We had over 30 girls registered for camps. And so it was very evident from 2020 that this needed to grow and to happen. So it's been an ever venture, I guess, from 2020. And now we're in 2025, and we've grown now to house 5 clubs, from Red Deer to Okotoks, and 8 teams within those 8 clubs. So some of the clubs have a U16 and a U19. The U16 actually just joined us last year, was the first year we added in the U16. And the U19 has been running for 3 years now, officially in gameplay.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I was able to take in my first games yesterday, which was week 2 of the SAFL season. It's running in the spring, from April to June. Why don't you tell us about how you decided to go with spring versus fall for SAFL?
A couple of reasons. One is that the WWCFL season runs in the spring, so I wanted to kind of run them cohesively so that so we have the Calgary Rage in Calgary. And so being able to have some of them be coaches, retired players, being able to implement them together a little bit as a cohesive unit. So you could go from U16 to U19, and then if they so chose, there would have that option of the Rage. The other option was field bookings, of course. The fields are very, very busy already in the fall. We have a ton of football happening in the fall. So I didn't want to compete. I wanted to offer the girls as much football as they could have. So whether they are playing Pee Wee or Bantam or high school, in some cases, they could also play spring ball and have as many options open to them as possible, instead of limiting them to just girls or just club, like Bantam, Pee Wee, or high school. So trying to give them as many opportunities as possible. That's kind of what went behind the spring decision there.
Excellent. Yeah, that makes a whole lot of sense. I think the Spring League runs in, they've been playing theirs under the dome, so the girls are a bit of a tougher breed playing outside on Stampeder.
Yes, it's been a 2 weeks of very cold wind coming off of the river there, and the one day Mary and I were setting up the field, and there was actually a crystal ice layer on top of the field that we were crunching through. So it's been pretty chilly, but with everything, we're coming to spring again. The opposite of fall ball, where you're playing in it through the end of October, November. We get it at the beginning of our season.
Yeah, and it's only going to keep getting warmer from here. And
Hopefully.
yeah, I would hate to think that it would be a cold final. That's the one thing we always kind of dread in the fall is it's going to be a cold city final Saturday in November.
Yes, and ours is the first weekend in June, so ours is more likely to be either rainy or plus 30. So,
Yeah, and well, at least you don't have to deal with mud on shoulder ice fields.
this is true. And hopefully, no floods this year.
Right. Yeah, fingers crossed for that. So we've got you were saying there's five clubs with eight different teams, U19 as well as U16. Both are playing. Let's be clear about this. Tackle football, full equipment, and full length fields, but it's six aside, so the field's been narrowed a bit. The sidelines are pulled into the field numbers.
Correct. So it's a little narrower. It becomes a very offensive game due to having the long field. As soon as you can get your receivers or your running backs in the open, they're gone. It's very hard to catch them. But
Right.
a little bit narrower field. It's a very different game than 12 aside, or even 9 aside to that point.
Yeah, I've yet to see some nine aside. I'm gonna have to watch some first chance I get because I was surprised with how much action there was. It was very fun to watch. It's a fun brand of football.
You can definitely get into some of just different techniques and different gameplay, right? Because you have only three on the line, and both of your outside people are eligible receivers. So you can block and then you can go and catch, which as an O lineman or O line woman, would have been really interesting to like have that opportunity to own in on some of those skills. I think it would have added a different aspect to to my play. So it's awesome that these girls are getting a chance to kind of experiment with different positions.
Yeah, it's very very exciting to watch and yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing more action in the future. You guys mostly play on Sundays at shoulder ice.
And that was also the decision to stay off of the senior women's league. They play on Saturdays, so trying to again just coercively work with them.
Sure.
Most of our games are on Sunday. This year we do have a couple on Saturday, I believe, just working around May Long and some of the provincial tryouts, but most of them are on Sunday.
Right, and there's a bit of travel involved around the southern half of the province.
Yeah, so last year we actually had Lethbridge in our league. So a couple of the teams went to Lethbridge. And then Red Deer has been in the league now for 3 years. 3 years. And Lethbridge is not in this year, but they're still working on their recruitment. But yeah, so the Airdrie Raiders and the Calgary Wildcats will be traveling to Red Deer this year. for doubleheaders because they both have U16 and U19 as well. The Central Alberta Fire, based out of Red Deer, also has the U19 and U16, so they get to do a doubleheader there.
Nice. And I was looking at the schedule, the afternoon games this past Saturday or Sunday were the visitors were from St. Albert. There was a team from St. Albert and another one from oh, where was it?
Leduc.
Leduc was the other one, the Leduc Cats and the St. Albert Valkyries.
Yeah.
So those they're not part of the league regularly, but they came down to play some games. That was pretty cool.
I think it's one of the things that m makes our league and the girls' football program across the province a little unique is that in our growing efforts and building a strong foundation that we've been pretty flexible to incorporate any teams that need to get those reps. And so this year CDMFA only has two U16 teams, which is the Leduc Cats and the St. Albert Valkyries. And so instead of them playing, head to head all
Each
season
other
long.
every week.
Exactly. It gets a little tedious. You don't get the same experience that you would get being able
True.
to play other teams. And so we ended up last minute adjusting our schedule so that they could do an exhibition style game here. They were willing to travel on Easter Sunday. So,
Wow.
you
Hats
know,
off to them.
absolutely. And it was a great experience. It's always nice. Getting the opportunity to play other teams outside of the league as well. And they'll actually do an exhibition against the Raiders U16 and the Fire over May long, which is generally our league bye. So the other two teams will also get to meet them,
Oh,
which
nice.
is great exposure because they will be meeting one of them in provincials. So.
Right. And make no mistake, they may only have two teams up there, but they are very talented teams, and both ran roughshod over our local gals.
Yeah, they, Edmonton started their girls program a little bit earlier. It was right before COVID. So they had 2 years and they've done incredible things with their programming up there for sure. Both of those teams are great. Leduc has just been joining them in the last couple of years. But yeah, they have great mechanics, great coaching, and then great athletes. Running those coach plays like the well-oiled machine.
Yeah, it looked like it. They were very, very good.
Yes.
And also hats off to the Eagles who put up a valiant fight. They had a very short bench. Right, there's six aside on the field at any one time. They only had eight players to start the game, and they were down to seven after. Early in the third quarter, they lost one of their star players. So, they put up a heck of a fight, considering the circumstances. It was still an entertaining football game.
Yeah, the Eagles defense came out roaring. They very much were in that game, and I don't think that the score really displays how the game was played. It was I was very, very proud of both of our teams for those games. Yeah.
Right on.
Very big growing moments. I think that both teams will be able to take back.
Yeah, and that's what this is all about. Much like the CBFA is, we want to see that development. These young players are coming in. They're often new to the game, learning it. It's either that or learning a new position or. There's a big learning curve, and they put in a lot of effort to get where they are. So it's excellent to watch, and I urge everyone to come out to watch some football on Sunday if you can stop by Schoeldice Park. So early games start at 9 a.m. and
Yeah, or 9:30 sometimes, yeah.
9 or 9:30. Check the website, which is femalefootballcalgary.ca. And yeah, anything else you'd like to add?
I think the whole mission of this is to get more women in football, whether you're playing. Like a lot of these girls are just starting out, they've never played football before, right? I think that's the difference, is that they're all brave enough to try something completely different, step out of a comfort box and try something. And I
Sure.
think that football family, very much like Calgary Bantam or Calgary Peewee, you're developing a family, you're developing a community. And so I think the main mission with SAFL is to get more women in football, get more coaches, get more officials, get more operations staff, and get more players. Keep developing this game and keep growing the game that we all very much cherish.
Wonderful. Well said. Thank you very much. Alicia Torville and the SAFFL, SAFL, Southern Alberta Female Football League. Every Sunday at Schoeldice Park, check it out. And thanks for listening. We'll be back with some more updates later in the year. We've got the CBFA AGM coming up soon, so I'll probably try to drag Cole back on here if I can. He's a busy guy. He was down there at Schoeldice, so if you want to see Cole, come on down to Schoeldice Park on Sunday. The CBFA podcast is brought to you by longtime players of the game sponsor Wolf Cadillac Calgary. Check out their selection of new and used vehicles at their new location, 756 100 First Street, Southwest Calgary, or online, www.wolfcadillaccalgary.com. We would also like to thank the Canadian Brewhouse and the Calgary Sports and Entertainment Corporation for their sponsorship of the CBFA. Support such as theirs is essential for minor football in Alberta to continue to grow and thrive. Thank you for listening.